I'm still in my journey in finding myself and collecting myself. But at least I found all of you.
Yeah.
Oh, this, yes.
This is a
greatest keeper.
And not only that, I've also come here and I think I think not only all of you, I think I've also found all the Buddha. All the great beings.
Bodhisattva.
And all the brothers and sisters.
Yeah, sadhu.
So thank you very much.
No problem.
So I would like to ask Brother Chiu to continue to guide me so that I can meditate to develop sati.
No problem. Because the Heart Sutta got a lot of guidance and example there for you to understand. So when you have time, you listen to a recording, then you follow using the Heart Sutta. Then you have to identify them, like Brother Tim say, spiritual check. Which are the area you still lack behind that need perseverance, need diligence, then you stabilize it, develop it. Most of the time, like I told Chin Hao, and those who still have doubt or every time justify, I don't have the path, I cannot be like all the other kind of thought who have progress. All this is the thought telling you, forget about it. So what is important is the focus. What is the focus? What did the Buddha actually stress on? I already highlight so many times. He said, Dhammapada was 21, 22, 23, even before he parinibbana, he died. He again said, strive on with heedfulness. Do not be heedless. So the word is heedfulness. Because verse 21 is very clear. Heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. Whereas heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedless are as if dead. Very clear. So I must understand what is heedfulness. Then from there, I develop it. Then I am destined for enlightenment. So simple. That is the focus. Whatever your thought tells you is irrelevant, not important. So when you focus on this, you find out Dhammapada verse 23 is what heedfulness is. The constantly meditative and the ever mindful. Or you put it the other round, ever mindful, constantly meditative, and you hold on to this practice steadfastly, you will realize the supreme born-free Nibbana. And once you realize that, you understand life. You understand yourself. You know how to live life. You know how to be a blessing to all. So this is what the Dhamma can offer to us. If that also you don't want and are not focused, then you go and let your thought take you all over the way, all over the place. Sometimes go to Holland also don't know how to come back. That is delusion, heedlessness. After you hear already people's progress, you know what should you do? You should rejoice, understand or not? Don't go and allow that egoic mind at all to justify. Because heedlessness, people who are heedless, they like to justify. I don't have the parami on abhati, I'm not like you. There's certain kind of progress that I told Chin Hao, I said, poaching very new. Poaching very new. But he and Poulet said, but her past very strong. What is all this? Understand? Before she came in the year 2017, she herself said, then her sister, Han Mo Ching, asked her to come. You know what she said? No? Actually, I don't know what is all this. I'm not interested in. But she asked me to come. I come on. Then first year Mong Cha Cha, I remember. Asked a lot of questions. But she very sincere. Very good thing about her. She very sincere. She said, okay, you don't mind. I very new. I don't understand. I will ask. I said, good. Then the second year, improve a bit. But still, Mong Cha Cha asked. Then when 2019 come, She determined idea. Wow, want to come for the next retreat idea. It's 2020. Ayo, COVID, pandemic, cannot have retreat. So what she did? She thought, ayo, she actually planned for many months. She planned and even contemplate Maranatha. Later on, she read our, she understand what I say. So she determined, I want to go this way. It will transform your life for the better in so many ways. Then what are you waiting for? That's why he see the urgency. That age also catch up with children also. Think graduating at that time. That's why she become very different. She go off. Then after that, I say, don't worry. Let things be. It may be a blessing in disguise. You know, the pandemic is for you to see the weakness, to understand. Like I also first time went through a very severe pandemic like that. Then I said, oh yeah, since no retreat, okay, like I go through the Heart Sutta Club. We slow down the sharing. For 8 months, so I share the Heart Sutta Club. That time, Po Ching benefited a lot. No? It's just like now, these people in PJKL, Subang, doing the Zoom. If you follow, if you're attentive, you have the faith, you really progress. So because of that, she becomes so different. No? Then after the Heart Sutta class, she really follow instruction and meditate. You know? Then you remember, in between the Tuesday class, she reported so many beautiful transformations that happened to her. Then she found mindfulness is so marvelous, so amazing. Last time I said, go out and buy fruits or what, like hastily or quickly, blah, 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 and go back. He said, after she had the mindfulness, after she connected, he said, wow, buying fruit is so amazing. Mindfully picking all this, seeing all the pristine beauty and wonders of all these things in the marketplace. The people, everything, the mind become like quiet down, just the awareness, then the love, the joy, the understanding. That's how she become like full of faith. And that is what cultivation is. When you have faith, you go all out. Like now, God will know this is important. Starting the journey, of course, progress a little bit. But what they need is heedfulness. Be focused. That's why she did exactly what I say. Follow the word, relax, maintain awareness, aware, then maintain awareness. And she did it. Then all of a sudden, a lot of things happened. He said, yeah, so interesting. Exactly like Brother Theo said. He said, the mind become very quiet, very still. No need to do anything. No concentration, nothing. He said, wow, so amazing. Oh, so happy. Then later on, he followed. I said, stay at the heart area, relax, maintain it. Suddenly, he said, there's like a tunnel open up in the heart. And the energy all melt inside. So then after that, so amazing. Then every time she report, I guide her further. Oh, she understand deeper. You think it's magic? No, it's because he has faith. Have faith means what? You have faith in the Buddha means what? Follow his advice, understand? No? Don't go and kekiang, understand? No? Huh? You are too sophisticated, complicated, you cannot learn. You must have an open mind, clean slate, simple mind. Observe, try out, investigate. What are you going to lose? Something new, so on. Where the old way never bring you any result, correct or not? You have been searching and running around doing all this funny type of cultivation for how long? Not enough. Still want to continue that way. To me is, unless you change, your life will change. Understand? So the thought, memory is within the known. Understand? It cling on to the known. Where it's fearful of the unknown. So that is what the thought will tell you. Fear of the unknown. Understand? Then what you do? You never have a clear mind to understand. As long as you continue under the environment, under that way of thinking, your life is like cast in stone. You never improve, never change. You will forever be cursing yourself and cursing the company, cursing everybody. Understand? Because that is not the place you can have peace. Understand it? So you should actually walk out of that vicious cycle that trap you. Means what? You have to change. You must not hold on to the known. There is a book it was stole by one of my classmates. Who Stole My Cheese? Something like that. I haven't read the book. He told me it's very good. So people who understand, you know what is that cheese or not? Maybe you're familiar, you're comfortable. You dare not move away or not. So when you move away, it's the unknown. So if you listen to your thought, you never change. Your negativity or karma will haunt you on. Because you don't go the Dhamma way, understand? You are not focused in what you want in life. Spiritual means cultivation. Cultivation means heedfulness. Just focus, do. Don't try to know. Understand? Okay? So that is it. Yeah? So Phokat Luen also said, very simple. Listen to a recording, go through the Hatsutta like poaching, understand it, then do accordingly. Stabilize that awareness, develop heedfulness. Then a lot of understanding will unfold.